This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and me, Danny. And we're so pumped that you are tuning in again after all these years. Hey, I have a couple announcements to make, and then I want to dive into a question.
Announcements.
And before you do your announcements, I want to say nothing about your outfit today.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, that's not true. Let's hear it.
No, there's nothing. Thank nothing you. Comes to mind.
Yay. Nothing. I'm wearing lime
Everyone
green shorts.
Everyone is not lime.
Sighing it's, of relieving.
It's between blue and pea green soup color.
Let's not.
It didn't do anything for me. I'm saying nothing.
Oh, no, she's saying nothing, right. But she's saying something. Danny,
yeah.
What's with the announcements? You haven't told me these. I should be able to, like, have a, you know.
Approval a process.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's test this out. Announcement number one. Ooh. I cut my own hair. What do you think?
Awesome.
Oh, you it's for the first time? Because yeah. I cut my hair every month. But let
oh,
me
you
see.
Cut your own hair?
I like it. Yes.
And I cut all my own boys'.
There's a couple spots, but
Danny,
you know.
You did well, because I wouldn't have known.
Okay.
And that's hard to cut a boy's hair.
A real man doesn't go to a barber.
Okay. Right on.
A real man gets his wife to use the buzz and just put it
the
in.
And a real man has to go through the pain of having her learn on him. So he has to have bad hair for 2 years.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's like other women repellent. It's like, who is this slug?
That's true.
Announcement number two.
Okay.
I have finished the rough draft of my book, What If You Could?
Oh, that's nice. I haven't seen it. And you know that.
I know.
You know how mean and cruel I'll be.
In the next
proofreading all the spelling.
Well,
I'll be throwing it.
So in the next 2 weeks, I hope to have a final done where I've gone through, edited, and made it understandable to other humans other than myself.
Give it to Mrs. Valdez.
And I want Miss Valdez to approve and make sure she can understand it. And then I'd like to bring it.
Miss Valdez, she's good on the old English.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think yes.
But you know, no matter what it could be, it couldn't be as bad as what when we first put our Trim Healthy Mama book out and it had.
Your mom shredded it?
Well, we put a lot of the things out that she. So we talked about poop and stuff and she took it all out. Girls. You cannot talk about that sort of thing. We're like, Mom, I'm sorry. We have to talk about poop.
Oh, she would so like it important. To be whom and however.
Oh, nice.
And if one would.
She likes classic literature.
Yeah, she's very classy.
She's a classy
she
lady.
She wants us to stay classy and graceful.
Do you have to say thou?
No, but.
Not King James class.
I just want to throw out this. Just in all praise to Danny, the What If You Could maker-upper of What If You Could. We just came back from Florida and my husband is like an adventure water freak. And I went out 2 miles. Into the murky
miles?
Ocean. Well, I mean, it's clean and crystal clear and beautiful, but this morning it was kind of
no, there's
stormy and
two
it was
miles.
Inky. It was inky. I
and you went
see
out on
through.
A little kayak by yourself,
yes.
Right?
Well, he was there, but not on my kayak.
Yeah.
You know, a shark could have took out my kayak
totally.
Just in one bite.
Yeah.
But guess what? I thought to myself, as I went out, I thought to myself, I shouldn't do this, should I? And then my brain saw the little Danny.
Oh, did you?
The Danny.
Picture Danny. In his shorts. Was he wearing short shorts?
Not those.
What was
not
he
those,
wearing
not
in
those
your mind?
A cut shirt.
Yeah, no, he was wearing a Danny outfit, which okay. was very, it was a little bit insipid, but the words that were coming out of his mouth were, what if you could?
But what if you could, Serene?
And it just tore through my brain and I stepped foot into the kayak.
Yep.
And I kept a paddling and kept a paddling. And when a fear would pop in, Danny popped back and said, what if you could?
I love
I'm just
it.
Here. I'm just here, you know?
You came to her in a vision,
I'm
a
like
day vision.
I came to her in an omnipresent vision, and I spoke to her.
Yeah.
And I said, my child, what if you could?
I love. Hey, but today, we're actually, we got meat. We bring meat. Yeah, we bring
we're
stuff
meat bringers.
We are. That's what
we're veritable carnivores.
I know. So let's get started with it. We had
Don't
a question.
Even talk about meat, though.
Right.
Because
are you rabbit trailing, Serene?
Yeah, but I have to do it. Three
all emails shall go to Serene for rabbit trailing.
Actually,
this
I didn't
week.
Know whether to say three or free because I'm a little bit dyslexic in that area. So, no, three. The numeral three. Freezers full of meat, hunted deer,
oh, some of that is ours,
chicken.
Isn't it?
No, I ain't no yours anymore. It all thought out was in Florida.
Oh, no, Serene.
So
I thought it was what you have some cows and Sam, your husband, just told us about the car. So you said
we bring meat? Meat was on my brain. Exploded, rotten
meat. That's
so
sad, Serene.
That when we pressed, when we turned it back on, when we got home, thinking, oh, it may have just turned back off like an hour or a few ago. So then we had frozen rotten meat and we dealt with it all yesterday. We put it on the back of my husband's truck because we're going to take it to the dump in the morning. I didn't want rotten meat around my house. And so, but then we decided to go to the movies as a family to see Unbroken, number two. So we had to go in the truck with all the meat.
Oh, nice.
I said, Sam, the police are going to come thinking there's dead bodies in these plastic bags, big black trash bags full of meat. Hey, I didn't park near Sam, near my husband.
Can I ask you one question to continue the soap opera of the Allisons, if people tune in every week? Remember you gutted your home before we went to Florida to get rid of the cockroaches.
Yeah, this is the same week. They're crawling. Well, I'm not speaking into my waters in a bad way, but I saw a couple crawling down the stairs to the new place.
Were they sort of sick?
They were on a journey.
Hey, I spoke to them strongly with a dominion that God has given me.
Did they have little tiny suitcases?
Against all, didn't he say in Genesis that we can have dominion over the things that creepeth and crawleth upon the earth?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I took some dominion and some loud freak out yelling.
You didn't help them nicely?
No, they're going. They're gone. They're going. They're gone. Most... The eye of faith sees them gone.
All right.
Well, they might serve some great purpose.
But this was the same week as the thawed out meat and all that stuff.
The life and times. Yeah.
I thought to myself, every
Allisons.
Dog in Dixon is going to come to the Roxy Movie Theater to sniff out our truck and the 15 black trash bags.
And was it sort of seeping red, yucky stuff
from
the door?
Yes, and on the way to the Dixon Movie Theater, luckily it was Dixon, that's why I keep repeating it, a trash bag or two would just fall off and Sam would have to pull off to the side of the road
and get his garbage
heft
meat.
The bleeding trash bag onto the back.
Wow.
We bring meat.
Hey, you have some classy authors here, classy podcast hosts. Let's start, Danny.
All right. So we got a question that sounds like we're going to have a whole podcast about, right?
That was my decision, yes.
We'll see. All right. Yay. Okay. Hello. Thanks for all of your podcasts. I love them. I'm fairly new to the THM lifestyle, but so far loving it. I'm working on listening to all of your podcasts from the beginning. And as of now, I'm up to number 50.
You go.
Man, wow. Come on, rabbit fan. My question for you is...
She's a rabbit trail fan, obviously.
We bring some rabbit meat. some rabbit meat.
It's not red meat. It's rabbit meat.
By the
meat.
Way, my husband was raised on rabbit. He turned 6'6".
My question for you is, can one eat too much protein? For example, I have 2 cups of coffee in the morning. Both with cream and collagen. Good on you there.
A scoop, though? Each a scoop?
I'm going to take this, Serene, because you shared a lot of rabbits, so I'm going to be taking some.
Good on you.
All right, then breakfast might be a yuck-yum biddy. Love those. So that has the whey protein powder and collagen in the yuck-yum, right? She means.
Well, she's
so
putting both. She's putting both.
So she's putting them in both. Yeah, so the question's on protein. She says, thanks, ladies and gent. That's you, Dan, winky face. Hey, winky face back to you, lady.
Anonymous, okay. This is a good question because I think protein comes up a lot.
Did you see the intelligent voice she just put on?
Just let me go, Serene. Okay. Let me go. Stop being little naughty sister today, okay? It needs to be addressed, this whole protein issue. Protein is what Trim Healthy Mama is centered around.
Yes.
But do you know... Yes, you can have too much protein, and yes, you can have too much little protein. So today I want to take
too much little protein?
Too much.
You can have too little.
That's right. You can have too little.
Too much little protein.
Yeah. You can have too little. And so I think today we need to talk about that beautiful balance, Serene. Yes. I really want to go there.
I do too.
Can too much protein actually interfere with your weight loss? Actually, sometimes, yes, and we're going to go there too.
Yes, we're going to go there too.
Can too little? Absolutely.
Oh, totally. Now, don't get afraid of can too much, interfere and get all like freaked out and start counting your protein.
It's very hard
to gain weight with too much protein. What I'm trying to say is for it to become a fuel, your body has to go through a series of metabolic events in your body to turn protein into a fuel. However, it's just excess calories and it stops you from eating things like non-starchies.
Exactly. It gets you out of balance. And when we are dealing with some protein powders, which are excellent, I mean, they've healed Danny. I mean, protein powder healed. With
along collagen it down his throat right now
and kefir,
matcha, I can see.
You know, these things have improved so many thousands of us with our gut health and our health. But here's where you can actually start having a bit too much protein when you start to abuse these things. And I think this question was a really good one because let's look at what she said. She said, I'm having 2 cups of coffee and in them is collagen. And then she said, I'm having my Yuk Yum Bitty, which is a smoothie, Serene's kefir smoothie. And she said, I'm having collagen and whey.
Now, I agree because powders disappear and are easy to swallow.
Yes.
And so it's not like having to chew on another hunk of steak.
No.
So I see Pearl's point. Pearl's point is you can be consuming more than you need because you might be having real food too.
Yes.
Not that protein powders aren't real food, but they're just
they're not
a supplement.
They're a supplement.
And if you're supplementing your real food with too many scoops, that
you
hard to find overdone sourcing it protein into a fuel where your body is having to burn it off.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be easily done with protein powders.
Yes, and I think too, as women, I mean, Danny, you could probably have a few more. You could probably have a couple more scoops than we women could because your body is different.
Couple more of 20 gram protein scoops?
Not in one meal. I'm talking about throughout the day.
Oh, throughout the day. Okay.
Yeah. Also, it gets expensive and you start wasting ingredients too.
Yes.
So if you wanted to have 2 cups of coffee in the morning, I would put a teaspoon of collagen in one of them. If I knew I was going to have a meal with protein, my breakfast had protein, I don't need to add collagen in every
cup
of coffee.
Now, if you're a nursing or pregnant mama and you've had a couple of eggs or a few eggs, you can do half a scoop of collagen.
Yeah, half a scoop is fine.
But a full scoop and you're not pregnant and nursing and you're having eggs and bacon,
It's excessive and it creates more fuel for your body to have to burn down.
What would the motivation be? Why would she ask this
question? I
think she's
thinking these are good things.
Okay.
I mean,
if
collagen
good,
helps
not?
My joints. Collagen clears my skin. Collagen helps my immune system. I love collagen and we all do.
But it's not like adding a little bit of baobab to a smoothie.
No.
Because there's more calories
to
protein than just like a vitamin C powder thing.
Yeah. And we don't count calories, but we don't just throw them in willy-nilly. So, and guys, we don't want you to waste your money here either. Use your protein and your collagen wisely. Sure, use them every day. Serena, I mean, I'm always putting collagen in my drinks. But if I've had protein in my meal, I don't go put a full scoop in.
No, but maybe you haven't had enough protein in your meal.
That's where they
then
shine.
Then you go add it to your drink. Or maybe you've just worked out and you need the extra half scoop.
Exactly.
Or maybe you are, like I said, nursing or pregnant and you really need it.
You do.
To keep your body in tip-top shape where the baby's not pulling from your own protein reserves.
Yeah. And so, I mean,
like
if you look at the shakes in our book, whenever Serene and I write a shake, let's just say we put cottage cheese as part of the protein. We will never say half a cup of cottage cheese and then a full scoop of a pristine whey. You won't see us do that. You'll see us say half a cup of cottage cheese and half a scoop of pristine whey, because then we've got this beautiful balance happening. We're not overdoing protein. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to try and shoot for a number like 30, 35, anything like that. Once you reach about 25 grams of protein, that's about all most of us can absorb that time. No problem going over. Sometimes I go over quite often.
But here is the beauty that God has given us. And it's very easy to sense that beauty when you're eating the real thing.
Mm.
Protein doesn't make you crave more when you've reached your body's satiated point.
Okay.
With carbohydrates, you can start eating the carbs, especially simple carbohydrates, and you crave more. It's like an addiction. A craving happens. But I've read before that when you're eating protein, it doesn't have that, I have to have more, I have to have more. You get to that satiated point where you're just content.
I agree.
But you may not realize that with a powder.
It's so true. Yeah, I find that.
Oh, versus like a meat.
Like if you've had a steak and that was a yummy steak.
You know you're full and you're happy.
You know you're full and you're happy. It's not like, I've got to have another white dinner roll. I've got to have another white dinner roll.
Yeah. Somehow steak is a filling, satisfying protein, right?
It is, but I do think people can, when they mix proteins, can sometimes go over and be excessive too. You know, sometimes people will have And it's okay to do this now and then. I'll do this on the weekend. It's part of the Trim Healthy Mama freedom.
This is your party out.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I mean, you have maybe three eggs, right? And some, you go out to breakfast and some bacon and then a little bit of sausage on the side.
Mama's getting wild and crazy.
You're proteining up. You've probably got 40, 50 grams in there.
I've had 65 easy at a meal before. Easy.
On the weekend. This is like your cut loose party is. I'm going to get wild and crazy on some protein.
Yeah. And I really enjoy that. But on the whole, every morning, I start to think to myself, if I'm having, two or three eggs, hey, Pearl, I got my protein. I don't need to pile the breakfast meats on too. How about instead I have some veggies in there,
Yes.
And so there's that beautiful balance. Don't say that Trim Healthy Mama goes around saying you can't have bacon and eggs because that's ridiculous. We don't say that. But we do say stay mindful because while Serene said it's true that it is hard to gain weight having too much protein, there actually is a process where it can happen. It's called, what's it called, Serene? Gluconeogenesis.
Yes.
Something like that. It's where you have much protein that it turns into glucose in your bloodstream. Now,
there's metabolic events that have to happen, they're not easy to happen. So that we don't want you living in fear
we don't
of
want
that
you
line.
Living in fear.
But when you're having scoops and scoops of protein powders all day,
or when you're doubling up on eggs, meat, and stuff constantly,
yeah. Like if you're having three eggs. Well, then have three eggs. But if you're having bacon, have two with a slice of bacon or two.
If you're doing that daily, but honestly, Serena, we're going to have a great welcome weekend.
Yes, but every day if you're having bacon and eggs, take one egg out for that extra bacon.
Absolutely. But I don't want people eating bacon every single day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like bacon's on plan, but it is a processed meat and it makes us happy and it's fine. And it slims people down because, you're not having your carb with it. But I also caution people, hey, it's a processed meat. There's nothing wrong with including it as part of your diet, but daily, let's get some greens in there instead.
And let's get some fish in there.
Yes.
Maybe
not for breakfast, but let's change up our meats too.
Yes, exactly.
If you're constantly doing only red meat at night and bacon in the morning, I think you need some variety for your health.
I do.
So is a looked up the word. Is it glycogenesis?
Is it glyco?
There's another...
Well, you see, we're from down under, so we're going to pronounce everything wrong. Yeah. Some say glucogen, some say glucagen for the hormone that gets released when you eat protein. So there's different ways you can say it.
But. Okay. There's also a glycogenolysis.
No, it's not that.
Okay. I bet it's
And I'm just pulling from my memory here. Yeah. I could look it up. But what this means is protein is eaten in excess and turns into glucose. So your body is almost looking at it as sugar. And Serene says, do not be afraid of this. We all respond to it differently too. And
that's why
people,
the keto diet only has a certain amount of protein and doesn't go beyond because they stay in that ketosis state because they have to watch the non-starchy vegetables they take too. So the point is non-starchy at a certain point becomes a little bit of a carb.
Yeah.
And protein after a certain point becomes like a carb.
But on Trim Healthy Mama, we don't actually get super concerned with this. It's just at the back of our heads to say, no need to overdo it. Let's enjoy it, but don't overdo it.
Yeah, and this does not mean, okay, I'm going to pull back. I'm going to have just lentil soup for lunch every day and not add any chicken to it. And I'm just going to pull back and have some vegetarian meals. No.
Although
that's
there's nothing
the
wrong
other,
to
no,
have
No, to have that occasionally, yeah, but I'm just saying every day start having a vegetarian meal because I need to lower my protein. No, you don't need to lower your protein. Mm. You need to balance your protein.
Yeah,
we don't want you on the low side either because we just came back from being on vacay where we're not making our normal meals.
Hey, talk about yourself.
Yeah. Well,
I was good.
Well, you were on a vacay. Well, I was good too for the most part.
Guess why I was good? Because I ate – well, we made meals at home too, but I did eat out.
Yeah.
And you see, I don't have to take my food from my house to my vacay place. But Serene,
okay, but the deal is that I had more carbohydrates, less protein in a meal. I just made so much granola for our children to just live off, and I thought I wouldn't live off of it. I'd just do other things. But it was a rush, funsies, vacay, and I just needed to throw that stuff down my trap.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and I tell you what, I was hungry every hour. When I did not anchor my meal properly around protein, I was ravenous, and I was looking at things that I never would think of as food.
Yeah.
You know, popsicles and lollipops and all the things the children were running around with that would look like poison to me were almost looking like food.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
So we were in, we stayed in both Serena and I, our family stayed at a beach house on the beach. You know, we went to one of those B&Bs.
Yes.
And my daughter Meadow and her husband Kendall were there, and my, you know, my son Bowen and her his
they did
wife
it classy
was there.
People. Yeah, they did we did it classy. We had 50 people stuck into a 19 sleeping B&B.
And they didn't go out once to eat. Well, we went out for lunches, but some mornings and some nights we had dinners and we made them. One morning, though, Kendall went out and bought cinnamon rolls.
Crazy Kendall.
Okay. And we were going to do eggs and everything, but he makes the best coffee. So we got up and he made this amazing coffee. Here, Pearl, have some coffee. So I had his coffee. And then they bring, you know, out the cinnamon rolls. And I mean, just they're right there. There's no protein made. And I'm like, I'm on vacation. You know, and so I had a cinnamon roll. This is my food freedom. I can jump back on plan. And I drank the coffee and I was just thinking, this is life. You know, I can do this. It's real fun. And an hour later, I just, you know, we didn't get around to making a proper breakfast. And so I had like probably 1.5 cinnamon rolls because then I just
and
ate some
no
more.
Protein in
no
anything.
Protein. Yeah.
But when
I
you're
was
eating
a
it,
mess.
You're pretending.
Oh, yeah. I just thought I can do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was a mess. I was starving. I was thinking about all the things we could go out to eat for lunch and have. And I was thinking about crazy things like, I'm going to eat the white rolls. And there was a restaurant next to us. And I was thinking about the fish and chips. Chips! I wanted to eat the fries. You know?
Yes!
It was because I had not anchored my breakfast on protein.
So to get Pearl Barrett to lose her mind, all it takes is a cinnamon roll.
Well, and that's what happened to her on Christmas, too.
Remember
the
my
same
Christmas,
thing, Christmas
story?
Breakfast.
Those of you who heard my Christmas story.
Yeah.
I lost my mind on the cinnamon
roll.
Well,
I went out for lunch this one time, Pearl. We went out to Finn's Tacos in Panama. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
But I didn't really anchor it around protein that meal.
You probably didn't need a cinnamon roll, you perfect lady.
No, but I'll tell you what. Because I'm nursing, it wasn't enough protein for me. The thing I ordered, and I tell you what, I was hungry in the car on the way home from the meal. And then as soon as I got back to the Airbnb, I thought, just shove a little crust in the toaster.
Yeah.
Four crusts later,
crust.
I'm still thinking about other food.
And when you say crust, you mean whole pieces, right?
Yeah. So my point is that protein is a slimmer.
Yes, it is.
We know that it releases fat,
because it makes you sane in the brain.
And it releases fat, glucagon. That's the hormone that gets triggered when we metabolize protein. And it is our fat releaser. It releases fat from our body and we flush it out. So don't get scared, protein will make me fat. No, excess supplement protein can make you fat. And then excess bacon with your eggs.
Okay, yeah, or
so
sausage
by
or
excess
steak
supplement
and eggs.
Protein, you mean powdered.
I do.
You've already, because it's so easy.
Okay.
You're not getting satisfied with the chewing. You're not, it's not an event.
Well, if you're putting, like, you don't need a whole scoop of collagen plus a whole scoop of whey. You don't need that.
Plus
if you're gonna
your
do,
eggs.
You don't need that. Do halvesies and halvesies of both, you
Is
know?
Is there a grams per meal?
No, we don't
idea?
Want to even go there.
But no, in our books we said, if you want to have a nice meal, shoot for 20 to 25, right?
And now, that's for a regular person who isn't working out, training or nursing or pregnant.
Yeah, this is your average woman going through her day.
Yes.
Exactly.
As a pregnant woman who likes to train, I would do
you
25,
do
not 20. Like, you
right,
know, I kept
no,
it around 25.
You wouldn't be good at 20.
Training men do even
and
higher
and
than
more.
That.
Oh, and you can do more. Like, some meals, honestly, plenty of times I'll go over 25.
Oh, I can do 65 on a Saturday night.
But I'm telling you, some
Piece
meals.
Of cheesecake, you know, made out of cottage cheese.
Yeah.
And maybe it has collagen in there. Yeah. And then I've had steak or I've had, you know.
But some of my meals, therefore, would be a little lower. So they all balance out for me.
Yeah.
And, but let's also talk, Serene.
But can I say something really quickly,
though? You may.
Another way that protein shines is weight loss is before bed, instead of binging on a carbohydrate, if you have a little light protein fuel pool kind of meal.
Like a cottage berry whip or something.
Yes, or half a scoop of collagen in a nighttime tea.
Trimmy or something.
Yeah, it will actually surge your human growth hormone and will actually help trigger weight loss, and it helps satiate you before bed, whereas the carb would trigger you probably to start binging in the evening. So it does help weight loss. Carry on, Pearl.
No, I love what you're saying. Serena. And at the end of this, we'll do a recap to make
sure that
we're...
It's the balance of protein and the balance of the idea of protein.
Yeah.
The idea of it being weight loss friendly. There's a balance to that where it can tip into weight gain.
Yes.
Where it can then, or it could tip to weight loss.
But you see, this is what Trim Healthy Eat Mum is all about. Balance in all areas. We don't just go all meat and egg, you know, like keto-ish, where we forget, you know, keto, it does include veggies, but there are limits to them. We say with greens, don't limit your non-starchy veggies. We should have a beautiful balance on our plates. Yes. We really should. And so with protein, we want to talk.
With carbohydrates too in our diet, not necessarily on every plate, but in our diet. We don't. They're not the enemy.
No.
We don't remove anything.
Okay. Can carbs make you fat? Sure. Can carbs make you slim?
Sure. Hey, so can no carbs make you slim?
Yes.
Yes, for a season. Can no carbs for longer than a season make you fat? Yes.
Yes, because your metabolism gets messed up. So all these things, all the extremes in these things lead to dead ends. And we want to find that balance.
Can fat make you slim? Oh, yes, it can. Look at keto. Can fat make you fat? Oh, yes, it can.
Yeah.
It's all about what? Balance?
Balance and yes. and ratio and what meal it's in.
Yeah. I do want to talk about the other aspect before we get to our superfood spotlight of protein. Why then? You know, we're talking don't overdo protein powders. Why do we even have them then? Are we some sinister people that's like, we want to sell you protein powders, but don't eat too much?
Well, whey is a superfood and collagen is a superfood. We can't get whey easily from milk. What I'm trying to say is you'd have to drink a gallon and you'd be a hugie.
Yes.
To get the whey you need for your lactoferrin, for the immune support, for everything that it does. It's the most easily digested protein. It so helps to heal the muscle fibers after working out.
Instant energy.
Collagen,
serotonin,
of course. You've heard about how it can heal the gut, how it heals the skin. Oh, I just did a teeth whitening to my teeth, Pearl.
Let me see.
Your teeth are so much whiter than mine. It was just a Crest strip.
Wait, oh, good. Oh, I thought you were saying with one of our products.
No, I just did a Crest strip. Well, I do charcoal, but...
I just mixed... You're going to think I'm nuts.
Yeah.
I just did experiment on myself. Yeah, I mixed our collagen and MCT oil.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth.
No. And I put it all over my face.
Oh, masky. Go for it.
It reminded me of the time that I was in Mexico on my 13th birthday. Yeah. And tradition is when they sing to you, you go and you go to take a bite out of the cake.
Oh, yeah.
And the tradition is they shove your whole head in it.
Oh, so your head looked like...
And so I had... The smell of butter. It's a butter cake in my nose. You ever have butter nose, butter smell in your nose all day? Well, because your face has never been shoved into a Mexican cake. Well, it reminded me of that. But I was glowing for like 3 days. I couldn't get it off.
So really?
I mean, I don't know if I recommend it.
So it's a thing? It might be a thing.
Maybe it's a thing.
Hey,
I don't know.
What if you could do that?
I just tried it.
For a mask. What if you could?
Yeah, it was a mask.
What were you saying, Serene? Because I had something to say.
I had no idea.
Sorry about that.
Collagen is a superfood too. It's good for your
teeth.
Your
you were
nerves.
Saying.
Oh, yeah. So...
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
I never could use Crest whitening strips ever. Not that I believe they're healthy. They probably ruin the... Don't send me letters.
Not
the peroxide
that
in it probably ruins the good bacteria on your gum tissue and then you can't find it in the end. They ruin your teeth worse. Anyway, I'm the one that has to sit next to Pearl in photos. She has naturally gorgeous white teeth. Mine were never naturally that way. And so occasionally, once every 10 years, I say... Do a Crest strip so you don't feel so bad next to Pearl.
But you could never do more.
I never could because my teeth were so sensitive, probably from being a vegan most of my life. Mm. They must have been so porous and brittle. Well, no pain.
What?
No pain.
And that's from collagen. It's remineralizing.
I'm telling you. So anyway, collagen is so... These are supplements that are super, super healthy that we can't necessarily get.
And why? And
especially if we don't want to do bone broth cauldrons in our house all day.
And I was going to say, Serene, why then did we start doing collagen? Because, and you've heard us say this before, most of the meat cuts that people eat these days are just muscle meat and they don't have that full spectrum of amino acids that we need
proline
for
and
our
glycine.
Health.
Are not in your regular eggs, your regular meat, you know, all these skinless, boneless cuts of protein.
Oh, because
they're not
in there.
It's high in tryptophan and methionine. And guess what? That is, on its own, actually is inflaming to your body. You know how people say, well, meat, red meat, it causes inflammation in your body or too much protein does. Well, it does. But guess what? It doesn't when it's balanced with proline and glycine. That's where you can eat animal products. You can eat meat and it's actually anti-aging and it makes you grow old gracefully and strong. And all these vegans are like, well, you know, animal products are inflaming. They are when you don't balance them properly.
Here's a question.
Is it not balanced with the glycine and the other thing you said because the bone is missing?
Yes, and the skin.
Okay, so the boneless, skinless thing that we do for convenience,
yes.
We're missing out.
And yes. And so, yeah, if you wouldn't have to use our protein powder at collagen if you had all bone, all skin, all bone and did your own bone broth like they used to in old days.
And it has, ours has it in it,
yes.
The collagen.
That's why we've done it so people can eat protein and meat healthfully.
Nice.
This is why, because we know everyone's still going to have their chicken breasts and their steak and their ground meat that's
and
taken away from the bone.
Part of our weight loss
That's
program.
The way we cook these days. It's just the recipes are like
Yeah, when you
that.
Go to China, it was like machete chicken soup. It's like
all of
the
it's
whole
bone
thing being chopped up with a machete and bone.
But
well,
that's
got
not our convenient way, Danny. So the reason we're having collagen and, you know, gelatin is to put those missing amino acids back in our diet so we can eat meat and be healthy.
Because well, there are studies that methionine actually is
aging.
What is methionine?
It's the amino acid that comes from your, you know, your skinless, boneless cuts
it's in
of
like
protein.
Steak, okay. Chicken breast.
But guess what? When glycine and proline are in your diet, it is not. It is methionine.
It cuts
not,
that
it's
problem.
It's not aging.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not
and
not
it's healthy because there's many things that methionine does that our body needs.
Yes.
Well, not to plug our products or anything, but I keep the 3-pound bag of collagen in stock,
yeah.
And I sprinkle it on anything I possibly can, and I find that
see that's good for a Danny. You see.
Well, yeah. it's.
But you didn't hear our first part of the whole podcast saying you don't need to overdo it, did you?
Well, no, I don't know overdo it,
Danny.
Well, because here's the thing: like, A, I'm working out.
True.
Okay. B,
I mean, you're just putting a little bit on all your food.
I not like everything.
Not
like
your apple.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw it on my
it
apple.
Like nutritional yeast, so that everything has this little balance.
But
it's okay.
If something is like, okay, this is a great meal, but where's my protein?
Oh, totes.
Then it's, I got magic fairy dust.
That's what it is, too.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the other reason why we sell it. It's because what if I jolly well just feel like a piece of Ezekiel toast for breakfast?
Yeah.
Where's my protein?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to make a light trimmy because I had, you know, the carbs. With collagen, and then I've had protein.
I will sprinkle that collagen right on top of that butter, on top of that toast.
Yeah, and you'll put it on your face too, won't you?
And I'll put it on my face and just experiment.
Oh my God. Hey,
go for it, Pearl.
Oh, I know. I think we've pretty much
answered her question.
Answered her question.
Nice shoes, by the way, Pearl. Nice shoes.
Thank you. These are Crocs. Okay, when I was down in Florida, you know, I love Crocs, but to me, I'm sorry, Croc people, brand. I thought your shoes were sort of ugly.
Well, they went with your cockroach trailer home, but now you're out of that.
No, but then, but I love the feel of them. So they had a Croc store down there, and I went and I saw cute ones, and they're still so comfortable.
Those are fantastic
really
sandals, though. Those aren't the traditional Crocs
no,
like people
not.
Are picturing.
I like you in those because I've liked every part of you, but I've always thought your shoe choices were a little bit.
Yeah.
They lacklustered.
No, and Serena and I have talked about it, and we've been a little upset.
Yeah.
And a little concerned.
A little concerned,
for the listeners, these are, again, they're not like what you see a doctor in, those old school Crocs, then we can't be friends, Pearl.
Yeah, Pearl usually wore the.
You weren't a Croc person?
No.
She chose the.
Come on, Leslie, be my Croc friend.
Ridiculous.
High five.
Oh. Sorry, I had to butt in. I had the exact same experience. I bought only Crocs, but never the ugly ones. They had cute winter boots and they had like little ballet shoes. Back in about 10 years ago, I used to do 20-hour days running around arenas. I couldn't not be wearing my Crocs.
These Crocs are amazing.
There are cute Crocs out there. Hashtag
cute
Crocs.
I didn't know that. I'd never been to a Croc store.
Pearl has finally gone to the light side and gone from the dark side where she used to be, where it was like.
Serene, I had no money. I brought used Crocs that were white at yard sales that already should have been at the size of a man. And they were too big for me. I wore them every day because of the comfort.
Yes.
And that's what you're remembering, Serene. Erase
Crocs
those painful memories.
With a frock.
I wore them with frocks.
Wow.
The Croc and the frock.
I remember walking up from your cockroach trailer home with your frock and your Crocs.
That's what she's calling my past. She's
but you had great teeth. You had great teeth.
Hey, let's get to our superfood spotlight.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood spotlight.
So today we want to talk to you about the four-lettered word.
No.
It starts with, I don't want to tell you what it starts with. It sounds terrible.
The F word.
Let's just fish. Take it all back to the beginning.
Should I start again?
No.
Okay, fish.
No, you can't start again.
Why do we were talking about protein. So let's talk about the fish form of protein.
Yeah, let's talk about besides from bones and skin or collagen powder that are missing from our protein factor. The other thing that's missing is fish.
It really is.
Fish, you know? Yeah.
People, unless they're a seafood-ish people, they just, it's like the plague. They just want to just like.
Well, we forget about it, don't we?
Run away from it.
And then there's so many big scares about it too. Like, yes, wild caught is the best.
Or like
but
mercury poisoning.
There, I cannot tell you how many blog posts, sensational blog posts about how tilapia is going to kill you.
Can I tell
literally,
you something?
Dan, if you eat it tomorrow, you shall die.
For can I just tell you something about it? Guess what?
What, mate?
The same for chicken, unless it's pristinely done. So, but people don't think about that. They just want to think about it when it comes to fish.
Listen, I have a friend. She farmed tilapia. She's like, it gets such a bad rap. It is not nearly as bad as people are making it out to be. And she said, she's like, actually, it's pretty clean. I ate my fish all the time.
That famous, what is he, the dermatologist, a doctor. And he was an anti-aging doctor.
Wrote yes.
quite a few books. He reckoned that out of the farm-raised fish, tilapia was one of the cleanest.
But if you listen, if you're disagreeing, saying Serene Pearl, you don't know what you're talking about, don't even eat tilapia if you don't want to. There are so many other white fish.
And don't be too afraid of mercury.
Yeah.
Because, yes, it's a terrible situation in some fish items. But, you know, there was mercury in deep sea fish when there was no...
Deep sea fish.
When there was no, just, like... What do you call it?
Knowledge of mercury?
No, when there was spills or anything like that. But there is a substance in deep sea fish that helps you rid your body of mercury.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't worry too much about that. We just eat the fish. Okay. And tilapia, the reason why sometimes Serene and I call for tilapia in our recipes, or do you guys call it tilapia? Or
tilapia.
Is because it's so darn inexpensive and you can actually afford it. So I say some fish, even if it's not perfect like tilapia, is better than no fish, people.
Hey, trim is better than the inflammation and the issues that come with being at a non-healthy weight.
Yeah.
Trim is better. And sometimes tilapia over red meat gets you to your trim.
Yeah.
And the fact is a lot of people are not caring about their red meat being perfect or their chicken being perfect.
Yeah. But they down fish. But why? Why
because
do you need to include some
to.
Fish in your diet? Why? Because it's a beautiful, perfect calorie shakeup.
Yes, it
red
is.
Meat, high in calories, that's fine. We put it in an S situation, it's good. But you don't always want to be doing the same sort of protein. You need that beautiful shakeup of lean
what
protein,
if you
lean
only,
fish.
Only ever had grapes. Never an orange. Never cantaloupe. Never pomegranate.
Never strawberries.
No.
Never raspberries.
Blueberries.
Yes.
Just keep on going. I mean,
never kumquats. Never apricots. My point being is you'd be missing out on a myriad of other mineral spectrums.
Pineapple.
So, Danny, this is why I wanted you in here. You can represent many people maybe who just like Pearl and Serene. I just don't like it. Are you one of those people?
You mean fish?
Yeah, or are you a fish eater?
Nah, I like fish, but you know, I'm such a cop out fish liker because it's like as long as it's not fishy, it's like
as long as it's not fishy.
Hey, but you know what?
It's all the way you cook
it. The way you cook it.
It is, yeah.
Now my daughters, that come from Liberia, they were our fish gutters. We caught deep sea fish from our kayaks from the Wadafikudas.
That's how you do it.
From
last week,
fresh deep
and
sea
they,
fish.
Oh, there's nothing fishy about even.
Yeah.
Spanish mackerel and mackerel, you think, ooh, it's going to be fishy. Oh, my goodness. No, the way you make it.
Yeah,
but your daughter, Sila.
They gutted and made it fresh. Oh.
That's Serene's oldest daughter. She is from Liberia, but she was using every part of the fish right, even the eggs.
Even the eyes.
Yeah, she uses it all, man.
Oh, yeah, but she's a picture of health.
Yeah, that's their culture.
We're talking about the girl when she first came.
Yeah.
Mommy and daddy went out somewhere. And when they came home,
your pet
their
geese
pet,
were in the pot.
Their pet.
She said that in her head, she named them as she was coming into our driveway for the first time. I had three ornamental geese.
Mm-hmm.
One was Thanksgiving in her head. One was her birthday. And the other was just called food.
That's how she named them. And she plucked them and had
she swung them around.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
how she got them.
She went
ready
full on
for the plucking.
Yeah, start to finish. She handled it.
Swing.
Okay, but we are on fish as our superfood. How do you eat
they were
more?
Half her size too.
Of course, we're talking about salmon.
Salmon's
incredible.
Yes.
make our salmon patties. They're in our books. You don't even need to go to our books. Google Trim Healthy Mama Super Salmon Patties.
Thai soup. Everyone loves Thai soup. I mean, it's like those Thai restaurants, they are trendy.
And what are you going to put? Salmon in there?
The canned salmon.
Yeah, easy.
So easy. And those Thai flavors with a little lemon.
Tuna. It's really easy to get fish. I love tuna on my salads with my apple.
Stuffed in the sweet potato. Mm.
My wife just found these flat packets of tuna, wild caught.
Yes.
And
that's what I
zip open the package and throw it on your salad.
I'm telling you, so easy. That's Danny Easy
She just showed me that.
Now you have something else to put on your salads, Danny. You have a Danny Easy thing.
Yes.
I always have a couple of those pouches in my
purse.
I carry them with me.
Nice. Little survival pouches.
Yeah, because what if I go somewhere and they have really gross protein?
Now, I want to talk to you if you're one of those people that say, I'm sorry, I just hate fish. It's your confession. If you say, I can't do this, you can't do this. If you're going to say you hate fish, you hate fish. Learn to like it little by little.
I confess,
open your mind.
I can. I'm a kayaker.
Yeah, you said it.
I was afraid to like put my ankle in the ocean and I was out there.
Hey,
people.
Look at me. I'm a bed maker. Is my bed made today? You bet.
I love the phrase, always, you know me.
You know me.
You know me. I really handle the seas.
Or you know me. I'm so open to fish.
Yeah, you know me. I can handle it, like any food, any new food. I don't, bear or beets. I can handle it.
Hey, Pearl and I have eaten bear before. It's not a clean meat.
It's a bit
nasty.
Not biblical. But
hey, some people, if you're a hunter and you're more power to you.
Bear meat?
You're not going to turn it down if someone hunted that bear and put it on
your plate.
Yeah,
what's it like, though? I mean, is it taste like chicken?
It's a bit chewy.
Tastes like steak?
It was chewy, mate.
Bye. Love you. Trim Healthy Mama.